In Ghana, the plenary assembly of the Symposium of Episcopal Conferences of Africa and Madagascar is in its fourth day of discussions on rendering the church in Africa self-reliant. The bishops have invited church partners in development, such as U.S.-based Catholic Relief Services and the German organization Monserior, to participate in the meetings. Monserior Director Monsignor John Sayer says the greatest challenge to development in Africa is climate change.
I think the most important challenge nowadays is the climate change. I was at the UN conference in Copenhagen, and I saw it was a very, very frustrating thing that the rich countries are thinking from one election term to the other, and they don't have a responsibility for the future generation and don't have this responsibility for the poor, which are suffering. And I was in the Pacific region, and I met a priest from Kiribati. And he told me the island where he was born, in the graveyard, only the crosses are looking out of the water. These people are eating the fruits of the sea crude. They don't cook it. And they are living from the palm trees. And they don't. It means they don't have CO2 emission and other emissions. But these islands will disappear. It's very clear. And therefore, Miserio is organizing with Pontifical Council, Justice and Peace, with Cardinal Turks and at the 1st and 2nd of October, a meeting of bishops from Africa, Asia, Latin America, and the Pacific region, and to bring the position of the church, what the church is seeing in these poor countries, what is seeing, what is going on in the South, to bring it together and to formulate a position so that we could be prepared at least for the UN meeting in South Africa 2011, because we don't believe that at the end of the year the conference in Mexico will bring a breakthrough.